Whether gay and lesbian couples should get the same legal rights as married couples has been a divisive issue in Colorado for several years. But Democratic Speaker of the House, Mark Ferrandino, says that chapter is finally coming to a close.
It's going to be a great experience to be able to sign that bill, and forever my name be, you know, my name will be on that bill, but so will my signature. It's very special.
Ferrandino is one of the main sponsors of Senate Bill 11 and the state's first openly gay speaker. Last year, a civil unions measure made it to the House floor, but Republicans in control of that chamber blocked a final vote so it wouldn't pass. The governor then called a special session, but the bill failed once again. Now that Democrats control the legislature, Ferrandino says passage is a top priority.
Civil unions is, from I think the press perspective and the outside perspective, is this, oh, not a big deal, it's going to happen. But really is a big deal. It is a huge deal for families across Colorado.
And many of those families rallied on the west steps of the Capitol before Thursday's hearing. For Lisa Green and her partner from Colorado Springs, it's the end of a long journey. This is the third year in a row they've testified in support of civil unions. Green says it's a journey no one should ever have to take.
I'm tired. I'm tired of having to beg and plead and grovel for what should be mine in the first place.
Opponents of civil unions argue the measure would undermine the traditional family unit and is a stepping stone to gay marriage. Colorado is one of 30 states with a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, but many gay activists say they eventually want to push for full marriage equality. And that's the way the national conversation's going. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments on the issue of gay marriage at the end of March. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.